We're going to start this morning by talking about a man charged with the false imprisonment of a woman in North Kerry. He'll appear before Listowel District Court tomorrow. 22-year-old Mohammed Aslan appeared before Cork District Court facing four charges. Now, the reason he couldn't appear in Kerry is because there was no district court sitting in Kerry yesterday. Well, to get more on this, just before coming on air, I spoke with Bower Courts correspondent Jamie O'Hara and first of all asked him what happened in court yesterday.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. So 22-year-old Mohammed Aslan was brought to Cork District Court yesterday because there was no sitting of the District Court in Kerry. Judge Mary Dorgan asked the Gardaí to confirm this was the case and that they had tried before taking him to Court 1 in Anglesey Street. And this is, Jerry, a jurisdiction issue where a Kerry case cannot be heard in Cork if, you know, the district court is sitting in Kerry that day. So with that sorted, Detective Garda Shane O'Driscoll, he gave evidence of arrest, charge and caution. And he said Mohammed Aslan replied no when each of the four charges was put to him. Now, those charges are false imprisonment of a named woman at Cleaverer Road, Listowel, on Sunday, the 28th of September. Theft of the woman's phone, dangerous driving and endangerment. Now, the endangerment charge alleges that the accused intentionally or recklessly engaged in conduct while driving a car with the front door open, that he merged onto the main road in the acknowledgement that the passenger was hanging out of the vehicle, which created a substantial risk of death or serious harm to another.
Okay, and what did the court hear from Mr. Aslan's solicitor?
Yeah, so defence solicitor Brendan O'Hearn did not apply for bail, but he said he would be applying for bail when the case is next heard in Kerry. So that means no evidence was heard yesterday. Court presenter Sergeant John Kelleher then made an application for the case to be adjourned. That'll be adjourned until tomorrow at Listowel District Court. And that application was granted by Judge Mary Dorgan. Mr. O'Hearn further applied for Mohammed Aslan's address not to be made public by the reporters in court. And then when asked why he was making this application by the judge, he said it was for the safety of the wife and children of the accused. And then Judge Dorgan granted that application. Then Detective O'Driscoll asked that the alleged victim in the case not be named, which the judge also granted. So Aslan was remanded in custody and he will appear before Listowel District Court tomorrow. And then Judge Dorgan said that the judge in Listowel can decide on a free legal aid application, which Mr. O'Hearn made on behalf of his client. And an Urdu language interpreter was present in court. And while it was said that Mr. Aslan speaks good English, the Urdu language interpreter will be present in court tomorrow.
Okay. What's the background to these charges being brought, Jamie?
Yeah, so, Jerry, very briefly, this alleged incident happened in the early hours of Sunday morning. And Gardaí at the time called for any witnesses who saw a white Audi A4 in the area between Listowel Town Centre and the Cleaverer Road between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. to contact them.
Okay, Jamie, that's where it stands until tomorrow in Listowel. But thanks very much for going through what happened in court in Cork yesterday for us.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, there you go. There's Jamie O'Hara, Bower Courts correspondent, talking to us about what happened in Cork. And it moves to Listowel tomorrow. More to come on that one, that's for sure.